Get strong.
Join the She Trucking Foundation today and be a part of a supportive community of women in the trucking industry. Unlock exclusive access to valuable resources, including mentorship, educational workshops, and networking opportunities. Whether you're an experienced professional or just starting your trucking journey, She Trucking is here to empower you and help you thrive. Visit www.shetrucking.com to join us and drive your trucking career to new heights.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the She Trucking Podcast. I am your host today, Sheree Moore, the founder of She Trucking, and thank you for joining us. We have an amazing show, okay? One of my dear friends that I met many, many years ago, Yassie. I'm just going to call her Yassie because she's my friend, y'all. And she's going to come on and introduce herself and tell you all about her company, how she got into trucking, because she's not a truck driver, okay? On this show, we interview more than just drivers. We interview logistic, powerful women in the industry who are changing, who are in the industry empowering other women. And that right there describes our guest today. We will be together at the Mid-American Truck Show. And if you haven't gotten your ticket, go get it now, okay? Because we want to see you. And this episode here is sponsored by Taft Factory Company. So I'm going to bring her on and right after this commercial, y'all. I'm going to bring her on, so hold tight. This is a commercial for Dave Nemo. They will be streaming live at the Mid-American Truck Show. The She Trucking Podcast will be streaming live at the Mid-American Truck Show as well. So if you can't be there, then you can definitely count on us to bring you all the highlights from the Mid-American Truck Show. And without further ado, let me introduce my sister in trucking, Yassie. Welcome to the show.
Hi everybody. Hi Sheree. I'm excited to be here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. My name is Yesenia Cifuentes. I work with TAFS as an ambassador account manager. I'm super excited to be here today, meeting with everybody. And more with my friend long time ago. We met with Sheree.
Yes. Many, many years ago, before I knew a lot about what's going on in this industry. And that's the empowerment of women, when we can come together, share knowledge, and really support one another. And let me just say thank you. Thank you to Taft Factory Company for becoming a sponsor. Again, they are the sponsors of the She Trucking Podcast. So, Yassie, how did you get into the trucking industry?
That's very interesting. Honestly, my previous experience is banking, right? And everybody that knows me, they know that I'm always joking around. I'm always playing around with people, asking funny questions. Mm-hmm. And one time I saw one of my friends that was no longer working with us. And I asked her, hey, what are you doing? She said, I'm working at this trucking company. This is what I do. And I said, are they hiring? And from there, I mean, it's history, right? I started in banking and then eventually went into trucking.
Wow. So, could you see yourself growing up and say, hey, I wanted to get into the trucking industry? Did you?
No.
Okay. So,
It's funny because even when I was in my in the banking center, because I was actually in the banking center, I had quite a few clients that were truck owners, right? Trucking owners. And all I knew was a truck, 18 wheels, and that they move something. That's all I knew. Yes. I came into ward into the trucking industry. Trust me, I'm pretty sure I had nightmares for, not because of everything, right? But all of the information that I had to learn about trucking for 2 months in a row. But I mean, I never seen myself in the industry. I never knew that how big and extensive the trucking industry it is. I mean, it's not just about the truck. It's about everything behind it. And then everything that you see at your house, the stores, in the streets, it's because a trucking company had it arrive at that place.
Absolutely.
But yeah.
So tell us about Taft Factoring Company, because, you know, it was important for us to partner with a factoring company that we could depend on, number one, you know, to be a, so, and that was women oriented. I want you to talk about Taft, like, for those who don't know what Taft Factoring is, tell us all about Taft.
Well, Taft has been around for 17 years already. I mean, as I tell you already, I've been there for almost 11. So I've been there since Taft was a baby, right? We provide the cash flow for all of the carriers who decide to start their own business, right? Which is very important in this industry. Once you decide, hey, I want to open my trucking company, I want to go out there and experience the business ownership, right? We provide the cash flow for them. So very, very key key point there. Make sure that always, always you have your cash flow. So, I mean, part of the company also, and one of the things that we have stayed at all the times is trying to educate our carriers, right? Not only in the aspects of the cash flow, but making sure that we help them out. And honestly, you will not believe me how many women are behind this in at Taft's. I mean, you met with Brooke, you have met several members of ours, of our company throughout this time.
Yes, Brooke was on our podcast. She was interviewed by Dr. Tina. That was an amazing interview. And I'm going to pop up here some of the women who's here at Taft. Can you just kind of give them a shout out to all the amazing women that's in this photo? Goodness.
Definitely. I mean, there's Emily, Savina, Brooke, of course, Rachel. We have Kathy. She's been with us for a long time as well. Jessica and Bobby. I mean, those are some of the women that definitely on our day-to-day work space. I mean, they're there. They're helping the carriers. They're there with the company.
Thank you to all the amazing ladies that's supporting the She Trucking Foundation with their shirts. Y'all are phenomenal. You can also find a picture at the top of our community because I was so inspired. It's Women History Month. And I'll tell you what, that is something I will never forget. For 2024, that's my Women History Month thought of the day.
Absolutely.
photo that is going to stay embedded into my head. So thank y'all for your support. What is your role at Taft?
Currently right now, I am ambassador account manager. Typically what I do is I go and look up for partners, different companies that have the same interest for the carriers, right? Helping out, educating them, making them feel you know, that we care, and then also that we have the ability to assist them with their company, whether if they want to stay with their one truck or if they have a dream about growing to be a bigger fleet. So that's exactly what I do. I go out and look for different partnerships in the industry.
So for those who may not know, once you get your authority and you sign up and you get in your first load, you definitely need to find a factoring company because sometimes it takes a 30 days, 60 days or even longer to be able to get paid from that load. So this is a company that you can partner with where they help you with your business of trucking. And you definitely want to partner with Taft, a really good factoring company. Who's going to help you be able to get your money after you have done the work. So, well, is there anything you want to add to that?
Yes, I do. I mean, just like you mentioned, right, it is very essential for you to start looking for a factoring company when you get started. Just like you mentioned, I mean, you don't want to wait the 30, 40, 60 days. Because, I mean, as you know, and we're humans, right, that 30-day, it's a long term. For you to wait. I mean, you have your business, you have home, you have a lot of things going on. So you want to make sure that you always have that cash flow on hand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that Brooke said that stuck out in one of her interviews is like she was saying that during the pandemic, y'all, you know, was helping people with loans to stay in business, to be able to cover the expenses and different things like that. And so I wanted to know, like, what other programs do y'all have for the carriers as well at Taft?
Absolutely. I mean, besides, you know, like I mentioned several times, that the cash flow is also the ability to save money, right? We offer fuel cards with fuel discounts, tires. I mean, because you're always going to be on the road, your tires are going to worn out, so you're going to have to replace those. So we offer tire discounts, business loans. If you're thinking about growing, right, or adding a truck or replacing your truck, even we provide truck leasing, truck and trailer sale and financing, right? We also can help you out, get ELDs. I mean, a little bit of everything. The little thing that you can even think about, we offer it, right? And that's part of also my role. I mean, if you're thinking, oh my goodness, I filed for my MC authority, but I did a little name update, we can get you with someone who can assist you with that as well. That's part of what I do. I go in out and help look for compliant companies that we can direct you to, and they can help you fix up your names or anything that you might need for your company, right? So it's not just about the cash flow, but it's also, hey, let me help you out with your company so your company can always keep running at all the time. So we offer all of those benefits.
I love that. You're just making sure that the carrier is educated and they have a successful longevity in the trucking industry, that they are successful and have a longevity in the trucking industry.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for that. Thank you. It's not easy. When I remember getting my truck and I was like, oh, I got the truck. Now what? You know,
right?
It was no instructions. It was like no manual for owner operator, for carrier, for the MC. So it was like, okay, I got my truck. Now, what's the next step?
And exactly. Yeah. I mean, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I mean, most of the carriers, I mean, we all have a dream, right? We all have a dream of creating our business, having our truck, but then perfect. I got the truck, I know how to drive, but what's next? Just like you mentioned, right? The next thing is like, how am I gonna find my freight, right? How am I gonna get paid? All right, if I'm thinking about growing, okay, well, what is the next step? Or even like, if you haven't started yet, okay, what route do I take to make sure that I have my MC authority, my number, and then how to get started with my LLC or my company name, right? So those are little things that you have to come up with and think about it. And those are resources that we also can provide to the carriers or people who are deciding to go into the industry.
Yes. I remember when I first was, we was at the Great American Truck Show.
A long time ago.
And I saw Tab. That's the first time I was able to, you know, interact. And I saw the word MC and DOT, and honestly, I didn't even know what that stood for, what that meant, and how to get it. So lack of information in the trucking industry was really big back then. I mean, it wasn't any information. People didn't really want to help, and most people really just didn't know. And so the FMCSA didn't do the best job with making sure that we was educated. And so this is why I appreciate companies like TAF, I remember saying, we'll help you get your MC number. You know, sign on with us and we'll help you get your MC number back then. And so that was different. That was the standout thing that was like, okay, we're going to educate you from the door. We want to make sure that we do business with you for a very long time. And everyone know in trucking, it's all about relationships.
Oh, okay? Absolutely.
It's all about building relationships. So if you want to elaborate on building relationships within the industry and making sure that you have a partner with great partners as a carrier to be successful in trucking.
Yeah, you always want to make sure that you partner up with companies that have the same interest as you, right? The same goals, the same, you know, that you're thinking about, hey, I want to make sure that I get educated, right? As a company, as a business owner, who can I go with? And then more than anything, that they have the transparency to tell you everything. Because one thing that I always say, a good friend is not going to tell you what you want to hear. It's going to tell you what you need to hear. Right. So that's exactly what we do. We want to make sure that we tell the carriers, hey, this is all of the steps, right, that you need in order to be successful with your upcoming company. We can definitely guide you that direction. And at the end of the day, I mean, they make their own decision whether if they want to move forward, whether they're not, but at least they have the correct information, right, when it comes to getting started in the industry.
Absolutely. I want to take a little turn real quick. We'll get back to a little bit more TAF later, but I want to take a little turn. What is your nationality?
I am Mexican.
So, what? First of all, one of the things that we do have a large community here in our community here. And one thing someone said to me was, does your podcast come in Spanish? Okay. So I want you to give a shout out to all the female truckers out there. And just in Spanish, though, in Spanish. Okay. I'm going to put the spotlight on you. And I want you to shout them out because there's so many phenomenal and amazing women who have joined the trucking industry within, I would say, this last decade. I mean, and I'm just so proud to see it. I'm so happy. And I just want you to give them a huge shout out real quick. Let me give you the spotlight.
Perfect. I'm ready for it.
Okay.
Para todas las mujeres en la industria de transporte, muchas felicidades a cada una de ustedes. ¿Por qué? Porque han hecho cualquier cosa para salir adelante. Échenle en ganas, podemos, no importa si es en inglés, en español, somos mujeres y sabemos que todas podemos lograr algo en esta industria y especialmente en la industria del transporte, ya sea si eres una persona que maneja, una persona que está detrás de la oficina, que tienes tu propia compañía de transporte, muy bien por ti. Échenle ganas que aquí estamos todas para apoyarnos.
And gracias and thank you for your support. Amazing. Thank you so much for that. Again, we want to thank them for their support and thank you so much for giving them a shout out because I see them and I that's something I've always wanted to do is give them a platform. So we're going to have Yassi come on more as well.
Oh my God.
More as well because we want to make sure that they are empowered here on the She Trucking podcast.
Absolutely. I mean, just like you mentioned, right, there's absolutely a lot of like diversity whenever it comes in the transportation industry. I mean, you will have you cannot even think about it. And this is what made me stay for this long, because it's always different. You will not even think about who are you going to meet on the other side of the phone when you're out on the field. I mean, when I started, I mean, you barely heard about women in the industry, female drivers. I knew one person, and that was a relative of a friend that I know, and she was a company driver, right? I was like, wow, how can she do that, right? Nowadays, moving forward many years, right? I mean, you see females driving trucks, having their own companies, being in the logistics side, being in the factoring world. I mean, if you think about it, our general manager, I mean, at Taos is a woman. So, I mean, we can do it. We can do pretty much a little bit of everything.
I said, absolutely. I totally agree. We can definitely do it all. So why is diversity important to you? Because as you see, I had to take a shift into the diversity and inclusion. And so why is that important to you?
I mean, honestly, the diversity, I mean, if you think about it, we are able to provide a little bit of everything. I mean, there is the Hispanic community, the Russian community, the Uzbekistans, I mean, you name it, right? I mean, it is very important. And those communities, we help each other, right? And that's what is important. I mean, I'll help you. They can help me. It's just about educating our community, right? More than anything. And that's what diversity provides, right? We are here to help each other. It's not just about, I'm here by myself. No, let me help you be successful. Let me give you all of the resources that we provide so you can be successful as well. And then you can share and pass it along. So that's basically why having a diversity in the company and outside, it's working.
Absolutely. And I think it's important for people to see people in that space and then they'll come on into that space, right? Mm-hmm. They'll feel more comfortable there. And so, yes, thank you so much again. My dog, if y'all hear the background noise, this is my dog. And my little Frenchie, he is just going crazy in the background. So
he wants to come out on air. That's why.
Yes, he wants all the attention right now. Yeah. And so, but yes, it is, it's important. Let's see. Thank you all for commenting. Share this post out. Share this post out. Dr. Tina said, thank you so much. Yesenia, pronounce your name one more time for me.
Yesenia.
Yesenia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will. I'm from the country, y'all. I'll jack it up in a sec.
Good.
So, but thank you so much for that, because that is very special. And you know, I always hear, how can we increase women more and increase and make sure that more women are joining the transportation industry? And that right there, my friends, is how you do it. Okay. Absolutely. Let's connect them to the right people, connect them to people, you know, who can help assist. And together we make it possible. We bring other women into the industry. And Absolutely. Thank you for doing just that.
Thank you for getting started, Sea Trucking, Sheree. Honestly, I remember, just like you mentioned, back in Gats, when I met you, and you were telling us that what you were thinking about doing, and I was like, oh my God, she's going to do a lot of big things. We have to work together. We have to do something together. And eventually, look at us right now. I mean, we're doing something together for the community, for all of the women out there, educating everybody about transportation and what are the right steps to get started. So thank you for also connecting with us.
Thank you. And like I said, this is the bridge. We are the bridge, y'all. So use us, connect with us, make sure. How can people find you as well? Let's go ahead and drop that.
Absolutely. They can find me. I mean, definitely they can call at our 1-800 number, or they can find me on LinkedIn as Yesenia Cifuentes-Salazar. That has my whole entire name in there, but they can find me there. I mean, I'm on all social media platforms as well. I mean, but more than anything, I mean, LinkedIn is my main resource. I mean, as Yesenia Cifuentes, you can find me in there. I respond to every questions. I also like to connect with pretty much everybody in the industry. Want to make sure that I get the most knowledge as I can from my peers, from anybody that is out there.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Well, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, really, really quick. And then we're going to come back, and Yassi will be right back with us. We're going to get into some double brokering. I want to talk about that and how TAF helped one of our members with double brokering. And that right there goes a long way with us. That is partnerships and building relationships. And so to be able to get your money, okay?
That's right.
And that's something new in the industry, right? It's something new. So we're going to talk about double brokering when we get back.
Perfect.
While we lean on our decades of proven industry knowledge and expertise, Canal is continually moving forward as a disruptor and innovator in the marketplace. We have developed Canal Test Drive with that same forward-thinking mindset. Our telematics-based pay-as-you-roll insurance product is pioneering the future of trucking insurance, one fleet at a time. We know that starting a new venture in the trucking industry is a complex process. That's why we offer Canal Test Drive, an innovative solution designed to help new commercial trucking operations simplify and manage their insurance costs based on actual miles driven, never for idle time. Let us take the guesswork out of your insurance costs with our simplified pay-as-you-roll approach.
And we are back. Hi. So thank y'all for staying with us. Make sure you share this out, share this video out, so we can empower more women. And I have my special guest, Yassi from TAF. And if you're going to be at the Mid-American Truck Show, make sure that you come to the TAF booth. What's your booth number?
It is 67124. That's our booth number. I'm going to be there attending. So please stop by, say hi. Let's connect. Let's meet up so we can share some information, good information for you.
Yes. And we want to make sure that y'all come back on the show during the Mid-American Truck Show as well. And well, we all are going to be together. And I'm so excited. I can't wait to see the whole team and everyone.
We're excited too.
We're looking forward to it. So, a little bit about double brokering. First of all, will you explain what is double brokering?
I'm going to explain it the best way, all right, that I can. So basically, double brokering, it's when a company is offering loans that had already been brokered out to another carrier, right? So basically, that's to me, that's a big no-no, because you already had a piece of the pie and you're having it once again, right? So that's basically how I like to explain the double brokering. I mean, it's just making sure that, well, that they're sharing that same load multiple times with different companies. And at the end of the day, basically, one company's going to get paid. So that's a big no-no for us. Something that I definitely would like to emphasize is something that TAFs provide in order for you to avoid that double brokering is the ability to verify credit on every single company that you're going to be holding for, right? That you can have that peace of mind that when you verify credit on that company before you hold the load, right? If they're a good company, we're gonna know because we're always buying and collecting invoices, payments from our debtors, right? That you have that ability to verify, oh yes, this company is good. Let me go ahead and hold the load, right? So having the opportunity to verify credit, it is very important to avoid that double brokering, right? So that's how we prevent it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. So it's, this, like I said, it's something new that we didn't hear about many years ago, and now it's just a big thing. And we're looking and relying on the FMCSA to crack down on it. I mean, I'm just gonna say this right now. FMCSA, if you're watching, take a care of this now, okay?
Absolutely.
This affects people. Trucking company, one double broker load can set make, it can put someone out of business. So.
Definitely. And the best way for it, just like I mentioned, I mean, verify credit. I mean, factoring companies, we're always buying invoices. We know if the brokers are paying on time, or not. We're always reporting that out. So partner up with a good factoring company so you are able to verify credit. That's number one. Two, the best way to also avoid that is having a good calling out with as many good quality brokers that are out there. Not having just one or two companies that you're moving loans with, but having 10, 20 good quality brokers. That way you're not concentrating all of your work with just one. Because if that happens to you, I mean, I don't like to say nothing negative at all, but I mean, the possibility of you closing down your company, it is very high. So when you definitely diversifies within the broker community, hey, that's a good model to have for a business.
Absolutely, I totally agree. Well, let's talk about work-life balance. Okay, so
Absolutely.
a lot of people come into this industry. They think you cannot be a mother. They think that we don't have a life. It just trucking just takes up all of our time. So can you talk about that work-life balance and how
Yes,
do you?
I'm a mother of one, right? I'm also a wife, right? So I need to make sure that I balance that out, but we can do that, right? I also travel with the company. So, I mean, we're females in the industry that we still have a house. So the best way that I balance that out is making sure that I have the communication, the support that I have within my family, that is the main key. That support with my partner, with my son, and everybody else around me. And then also work. I mean, TAFs is very understandable whenever it comes to everybody, every single member that has a family. I mean, they understand. So, and especially for us women, that makes our heart very warm and fuzzy, as you know.
Absolutely. You talked about support, and support is the biggest thing that you have to have in the industry, whether you're a truck driver, a carrier, or just on the logistics and supply chain sides. Support in the industry is just, so important. So from our families and for people around us. And so here at She Trucking, that is our goal, to make sure that women are supported here. And just let me just say this, Happy Women's Month. Okay, I could not. I'm so happy to be here with you during Women's Month. Women's History Month. And so happy Women's History Month to you. And just thank you for being here. What we're doing here now is going to be history tomorrow. Okay. This is historic. And so absolutely. Thank you for sharing this platform and just empowering women in trucking today. So
and thank you. I mean, and all of the women that are out there in the industry as well. I mean, we're making history. We're making a big change because I believe that the whole mentality in the trucking industry, they think about a man out there on the road, out there in the office, handling the paperwork. But no, trust me, there's a lot of women out there that are doing this work right now, right here in Lynn, all the time. There's women out there. So yes. Congratulations to everybody. We're making history.
Yes, we are. And Rosie Riveter, you know, she has that big muscle up. And she says, you can do it. But I'm here to say that we did it. We are doing it. And yeah. You can do it too. So if you're interested in getting into the trucking industry, into the logistics place, into the supply chain, it's so many opportunities out here. Would you talk about some of the roles that are in the industry or just at TAF Factoring Company? Some of the
I mean, if you think in TAFs, I mean, we have every single role. I mean, going from the sales department, going from the verifications department, right, the collection side. I mean, even our managers. I mean, you know, Brooke, we have our general manager as well. She's a female out there. I mean, I have met wonderful businesswomen that have their own trucking company, right? They manage it. I mean, and we're talking about 1, 2, 3 plus trucks, right? Big companies, and they're always out there. And you would think, oh my God, she looks very fragile. She looks very, you know, very pretty, well put together. But guess what? Those heels, they do a lot. They do a lot.
And we want to also thank the men in the industry who have supported us throughout these many, many, many years. So first of all, let me shout out to Rob. Rob is phenomenal at TAF. We're going to get him on at the Mid-American Truck Show. So you'll be able to see him doing the Mid-American Truck Show. And then, Rob, you want to shout out any of the other men that's at TAF as well?
Absolutely. Maybe? I mean, I want to say thank you to Ryan, Jeremy. I mean, you met them too. You met Ryan quite a few times. So
yes,
men in the industry, I mean, they're always, always pushing us, and especially me, pushing me to become a better TAFs member, better sales representative at TAFs, because they see the potential. They see the potential on everybody. So if it wasn't for them, for all of the men in the industry, for the members at TAFs, I mean, things would have been a little bit different for all of us. But thank you. Thank you. And definitely, I mean, I'm going to give Rob a hard time now.
Yes, Rob and Ryan will be on the podcast doing the Mid-American Truck Show. Okay. So we are excited about having them on. We're going to bring Yessie back and just really, you know, we're just going to really show y'all the team at TAF. So during that time, but we just thank them. Thank them for their support. It's so many men who support us as well. Thank y'all for watching. Thank y'all for supporting throughout these years. So we really, really thank our community.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to share about TAF?
I mean, anything else that I want to share? I mean, I definitely want to share that our main focus at TAF is to provide the education for the carriers who decide to go out there and be, you know, a business owner. We want to make sure that you have all of that information in order for you to be prepared. Right? We will educate you. We're not going to tell you what you will like to hear. We want to tell you what you need in order for you to have a business, a successful business, right? So more than anything, all of the resources that we provide is the cash flow, the ability to collect for you, and also to make sure that you have that safe mind that you are moving with reputable companies that are out there, right? And then besides that, that we're also assisting you growing your business, right? If that's what you're looking for, if you're thinking about starting up with one truck and then eventually grow up to 2, 3, 4, 5, even more. I mean, we're there to help you out or provide you or give you the direction that you need to take.
Absolutely. So whether you have one truck all the way to hundreds of trucks, Taft Factoring Company can take care of you and your company. So definitely check them out. You can go to www.taftfactoring.com. I'm going to take a little break. Okay, we're going to take another commercial break as well. I want to make sure that after this commercial break that I shout out some of our partners as well who helped us with this magazine. You will find the TAF information in the magazine. So let me pull that up really, really quick here. I guess let me play this commercial and go and because normally I'm in our magazine, the magazine is actually free for you to check out. Let me actually pull up the magazine here. Okay, we launched it on International Women's Day. Tell them about the partnership that She Trucking has that is actually in the magazine, and I'm going to try to pull it up.
So definitely, I mean, our partnership with She Trucking more than anything is about encouraging and also educating anybody in the industry, right? All of the women, all of the minorities, providing them with all of the resources that they need in order to, you know, if they would like to get started with their own company, if they're already in the industry with their own company, let us help you and give you all of the resources that you need to be that you need to have in order for you to be more successful than what you already are.
Absolutely. So we thank you for that partnership. You know, partnerships are so important. I just found it. Here we go. Perfect. All right. So if you're interested, you want to go over this with everyone as well?
Yes. So our partnership basically will definitely let you know a little bit about what we provide. We give you the ability to get to know us. Also, I mean, if you're looking for a factoring company, one of the things that I always make sure that you know is how we are open all year round. We're always open so you can have the cash flow, right, at all the times. The other additional benefits, such as fuel card with fuel discounts, and then also all of the benefits to help you grow within your company, or just make sure that you always keep your company there ready and going.
Yes. And if you're getting ready to switch to TAF, or if you need a factoring company, make sure that you tell them you heard from She Trucking. And we refer to you. Okay. So drop our name in there and they'll take great care of you.
Yes. So I'll talk to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for the partnership and providing the resources to our members here at She Trucking.
Thank you.
So again, the magazine is absolutely free. You can pick that up on shetrucking.com, and we're going to be giving out 500 copies at the Mid-American Truck Show. And so we want to, first of all, let me just say thank you to our sponsors of the magazine, which of course is Taft Factoring Company, Nate Johnson with GLCS. We have Brandon Johnson of B Logistics, and we have John White of MHC Kenworth. And without our partners, we couldn't provide this, all this empowerment and information for women and just in everyone in the industry. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. Well, this 30 minutes went by fast, right? We are
at closing out the show. It feels like 5 minutes.
I could spend all day with you. And one thing about it, you can always come back. We're going to have you back many, many times on our show. Before we go, I want to know, what's your favorite quote? What is your favorite quote right now?
Scrolling through social media, I came across this quote that kind of catch my eye, right? And it definitely ties up with everything that we're doing at TAS with many of our partnerships, many of our members, right? I wrote it down because I don't want to butcher the quote. It says, talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence win championships, by Michael Jordan. And honestly, when you decide to go on your own, definitely you have the idea, you have the dream, you already have your plan. And that's perfect because you already won, right? But in order to go bigger, you need to find good people to partner up with. That way that you can win the championships and go along with your business.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. And I love that quote as well. So thank you so much for sharing. What is your goal? What do you want to leave for the empower for women that's in the industry right now? If you have any advice or anything that you want to leave for the women in the industry, I'm going to put that spotlight on you again. You talk right to them. You know, a matter of fact, you can translate it for our other members that's in the community as well if you want to. But this will be like one of your closing statements for, you know, just empower the women in the industry.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid. I mean, if you're thinking about joining the trucking industry, the transportation industry in any of the areas, right? Logistics, trucking, driving, factoring, I mean, you name it, go out there. I mean, there's definitely room for everybody. There's a lot of knowledge. There's a lot of people who will provide you with the information that you need. I mean, you can do it, right? Yes. There's a lot of little details on everything, but guess what? With the support of everybody, not just, you know, yourself or your teammates, but the support of everybody in the industry, you will make it through, right? Women, we can do it all together. And I mean, more than anything, don't think about it. Go for it.
Do it.
That's right.
We did it. We did it. And you can do it too. So. We're here. Thank you so much for sharing and empowering the women in She Trucking Foundation. Y'all, if you're watching a replay, press replay. If you have any questions, drop it in the comments. Share this out. We're going to keep sharing it. We're going to replay this on Tuesday as well, because we won't have a live show this Tuesday because we're getting ready for Max.
Oh, yes.
So we're going to make sure our team is geared up and ready for Max. Again, we want to thank Taft Factoring for sponsoring this the She Trucking podcast as well. And so thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Again, you can come back anytime. Again, how do people find you and get connected to Taft?
So they can definitely find us at www.tafts.com. They can also call our 1-800 number, 1-866-703-2126. They can find me in LinkedIn as well with my name, Yesenia Cifuentes-Salazar. That's how I am in LinkedIn. I mean, send me a message. Let's connect. If you don't factor, if you don't have a trucking company, but you're in the logistics, you're a broker, you're a supplier, anything, let's connect. I mean, let's just build those partnerships. I mean, because I can learn from you, possibly some of the information that we provide can assist you or somebody else that you might know. So let's connect.
Definitely connect and check them out. Again, the information that she just dropped with the phone number and their website is right below. So definitely check it out, screenshot it, do what you have to do to be able to get the information. Thank you so much for coming
Thank you so much. And just like you mentioned, we're going to be at MAX. I mean, stop by our booth so we can definitely meet with you. And then we're going to have a good time.
Yes, it's going to be an amazing time. So, if you'll hold on in the back, I'm just going to close out and then we can definitely chit chat. Okay.
All right.
Again, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into the She Trucking podcast. Again, we could not make this happen. We can't do it without our phenomenal sponsors and the phenomenal team at Taft Factoring Company. Without them, we wouldn't even be here right now. Okay, so we just want to again say thank you so much to them. Again, check our members who will be.
DJ Tony Dunn. She gonna take care of her bitch. She trucking.
And wait a minute. I got to bring you back on the screen. I got to bring you back up because we got to shout out. She Trucking Board of Director Matt Amos. Oh. Yes, we got to give him a phenomenal shout out. Met him through Tav. And so, let me just give him a round of applause, first of all, for coming together and just really sealing this partnership for us as well. Joining the board. I mean, he's been phenomenal. We just did a lunch and learn with Coverwell and Raised by Us, and he's been a phenomenal part of our team. So I could not end this show without giving a shout out to Matt. We thank Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, I know Matt for many years ago as well. He's an amazing person, also very smart, very knowledgeable. And then we definitely thank you, Matt, for the connection as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I just couldn't end this show without saying thank you to Matt. And we thank you. All right. Well, that wraps up our show this time. Again, we're going to wrap this on up. I want to thank our partner as well, Loyalty Logistics. Why Loyalty? You will see us rocking the Loyalty t-shirts at the Mid-American Truck Show. Thank you so much for donating the t-shirts for the Mid-American Truck Show. Check out our partners. They are a brokerage and trucking company out of Mexico and Canada. So make sure you check them out where they provide so many opportunities within the trucking and industry. They can help you with getting that next load. So make sure you check out Loyalty Logistics as well. And thank you to our partners at GLCS. If you had not checked out the Driving Forward podcast, make sure you check it out. Okay. It's streaming on all social media platforms and podcast platforms all around. Also, next, our partners at My Guardian Doc. If you are interested in getting any kind of health care you need, 24-hour service they provide virtually, okay? You can be connected to a doctor virtually. Check out My Guardian Doc. Again, all these people are located on our website, shetrucking.com, along with True TMS, okay? One of our partners is True TMS. They are a transportation management system. So if you're looking for a management system to manage your trucking company, definitely check them out. And let me go right back to My Guardian Doc, because for only $27, you can make sure that your whole entire household per month, and that includes everyone in your family, are being taken care of virtually. You don't even have to leave your home. I've used the service. I have it myself, and it is phenomenal. It worked. I woke up one day and I was completely sick, and I literally I said, thank you, God, that I have My Guardian Doc. Okay. And that doc, I got on the Zoom with the doctor, and he got that prescription in for me immediately. So if you're in your truck, okay, if you're in your truck and you are sick, or you need some help, or you need some guidance, definitely check out My Guardian Doc. Also, on our website, on shetrucking.com, we are gearing up now for our scholarship program, our CDL scholarship program. And we have so many people who have just been reaching out. Our youth are reaching out, okay? Our youth that's in school right now, in high school, they are reaching out to get a scholarship to enter into the supply chain and a logistics space. And you can be a part of helping us be able to help them with scholarships by donating towards the scholarship auction, where we will be auctioning off this guitar. We will also have this during the Mid-American Truck Show. It is a signed guitar by country singer Ashley McBride. And it is a very, very nice guitar. And so just place your bid online on shetrucking.com, okay, and learn more right down shetrucking.com. Just click up on the programs. Up on the programs is going to say fundraiser, and then you will see the guitar, and you can place your bid today. Again, this was a phenomenal show. I'm just so happy to be here with y'all. I know it's been a while. Really, really soon we're going to be giving y'all more information and updates about what we have going on at Max. And like I said, we will be passing out the magazines for free. We have over 500 magazines that we'll be passing out at the Mid-American Truck Show. We are still accepting donations because, as you know, we are She Trucking Foundation is a 501c3 charity organization that is committed to helping women and minorities in underserved communities establish and maintain successful careers in trucking. So if you want to be a part of the movement, go to shetrucking.com. Click donate now, because we need your donations, okay? We want to be able to empower more women in trucking. We want to make sure that we are able to give out our scholarships, and you can help with that by going to shetrucking.com and even just donating a dollar. You know, we're going to be campaigning for a dollar. If everyone give us a dollar, we can do so much, okay? So, again, thank you for watching the She Trucking Podcast. It was a phenomenal show. If you didn't start in the beginning, catch the replay. And if you're catching the replay, hashtag replay, let us know. Wait, we have been getting a lot of letters before I jump off from the for a reentry programs and all. I just want to say that we hear you. We got your letters. If I know y'all are listening, and we're going to be sending out so many more resources to you, and making sure that we speak through our podcast to make sure we empower you. So don't give up, y'all. Stay encouraged. We hear you. I see your letters. And right after this show next week, starting in April, we're going to be writing everyone back. If you would like to be one of our pen pals, go to shetrucking.com, write a letter. Encouragement letter, so we can send out to the people who are also mailing us from the prison systems as well. Okay, we will be at the Mid-American Truck Show. Our booth number is 40652. Okay, we're right in the front. Once you at the registration desk, close to the registration desk. So as you register, you will not be able to miss us and our team while we're going to be podcasting live. We got Dr. Tina coming on. Dr. Tina J. Ramsey for CTR Media Network. And thank you to CTR Media Network, because She Trucking Foundation is powered by CTR Media Network. And we just launched the She Trucking TV. So we're now on Roku and other streaming platforms as well. And it's all because of CTR. So thank you. Thank you to Dr. Tina Ramsey and the CTR Media Network team. We're just really humble and just honored to be among so many amazing podcasters as well. So they have over 30 podcasters. Check them out. Again, we're gearing up for the Mid-American Truck Show. Like I said, if you have not gotten your ticket, it's not too late. The tickets are like $10, y'all. They might be $10 or $20 now. Grab your ticket. It's plenty of truck parking. They have free truck parking at the Mid-American Truck Show. So everyone can attend. Take your 10-hour break. Take your 10-hour break, a 34-hour reset, and come and get empowered. On that note, I am Sheree Moore, and I'm signing off. I'll see y'all soon. We're going to be going live at the Mid-American Truck Show, and thank you so much for your support. Happy International Women's Month. Happy International Women's Month. And thank y'all for watching, and have a great day.
Electricity is cheaper than diesel fuel, and charging overnight means you never have to stop at the diesel stations again. Maintenance costs are lower because EVs don't require oil changes or replacements of high-cost combustion engine parts. You'll also be eligible for tax incentives and grants funded by programs like HVIP.